California's largest wildfire is now more than 475 square miles in size. The state's fire agency, CAL FIRE, says the Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California is at 51% containment. Hundreds of homes and buildings have been destroyed. Meanwhile, further north, the Carr Fire is at 48% containment, and the Ferguson Fire near Yosemite National Park is nearly 80% contained. Yesterday, in an apparent bid to help, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross ordered the National Marine Fisheries Service to facilitate access to the water needed to fight the fires. That means officials can divert water from natural sources, overriding normal protections under the Endangered Species Act. This follows President Trump's tweets earlier this week, calling on California Governor Jerry Brown to allow the free flow of water instead of, quote, foolishly diverting it to the Pacific Ocean. Bill Stewart is a forestry specialist at the University of California, Berkeley. He joins us. Bill, when you hear that from the Commerce Secretary and the President, what do you think?
What I hear is conflating two different issues. One is an issue of how we deal with our rivers and our irrigation water is one issue, and the other is how we fight fires. And he's putting them both together. I think his major concern is fighting California's Endangered Species Act and our environmental regulations seems to be his major goal here.
And explain the connection there. The water in California is diverted already in part to help endangered species like the Chinook salmon, right?
Right. So they've been actually changing the amount of water they release from some of the big dams so that the rivers have water in them. But that means the reservoirs, instead of being 97% full, are 95% full. They still have by far enough water to put onto the wildfires.
So then why are the farmers in California so opposed to some of the water being used to preserve fish populations?
So as historically, all the rivers in California, all their water flowed out to the Pacific Ocean. And as we developed agriculture, we basically pumped, we diverted more and more water out of those rivers onto irrigation. And so now there's been a shift back to reduce the amount of water that's being diverted from the rivers and used for irrigation. There's now requirements to have larger dams, to pump out of groundwater or other sources that when you're using the water, it has a less of a negative impact on the salmon. So this has been a long-standing, fairly complicated discussion, dialogue we've been having in California for 30 years. But it really is a different, totally different issue than wildfire suppression up in the forested regions where we're having now.
Is there enough water right now to fight the fires in California?
Oh, yeah, there's enough water to fight the fires. And actually, most of the what really puts the fire out are basically people on the ground with they're actually cutting all the vegetation down to bare dirt, or the use of bulldozers to knock all the vegetation down. And what you see on television, the red retardant, which is actually a little bit more effective. It's more expensive, mm-hmm. but it's more effective than water. So water is kind of like in the toolbox, it's maybe 10% of the total issue.
In his tweet about the fires, President Trump also talked about removing trees to control fires, which is something that we've heard before. Is that a good part of the solution to stop these fires from getting as big as they are?
So removing some trees from the forest is a good way to basically reduce the amount of kindling in the forest. But it's always been part of forest management, not kind of something you only do during the fire.
Mm. What else can be done to prevent these massive fires from becoming the norm, or can anything? Is this just a changing climate? And, unless there's a grand global solution, we can't stop it.
Well, I think the two things are, one is we are seeing the climate has having definitely driving up the amount of fires we're having in California every year. But the thing is, it is doing some level of removing shrubs and small trees from the forest to essentially reduce the amount of kindling that's out there. Harvesting the big trees isn't the solution. It's harvesting the smaller stuff that catches on fire first is what we call vegetation management, which has always been part of the solution we've been doing here in California.
Now, Bill, you are joining us from the Sierra Nevada in California from a forestry camp that you're putting on right now in Quincy, California. Does it look dry to you? What does the forest look like there?
Well, we're about 100 miles from the big fires. The sunrise was very red because of the smoke in the air. But this year, we don't have a fire in this area. But about once every 5 years, there's often a fire filling up this valley with smoke. So it's a common occurrence to have fires in California pretty much every other year, if wherever you are.
That's Bill Stewart, who is a forestry specialist at the University of California, Berkeley. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.